Okay. Let's take a look again at the Mishnah. We have to go back to places and do the end of places about matzah, but I'll do something else first. So the Mishnah said, "Suki Yishana b'shamei toisim u'misil u'makshirim." V'ezu hi suki yishana kol shasal kaid l'chag ma'amad yod. Have a masal l'shem chag atim u'misil u'sashana k'shir. So Rashi learns that Rashi learns that according to Basilo, you don't have to have Hashem the Chag at all. And Leila Suki Shana is kosher. It doesn't matter how old it is. It could be a year old, 2 years old, 100 years old. Suki Shana is kosher. Shana says Suki Shana is tula, and that's part of Pshat the Mishnah. And then it says Ve'ezu Suki Shana. What is this Suki Shana shenechu kovav Shami beSilu? Kosher Asa Kaidu Lachag Ramad Yom. That it was made. Point to Rashi. That means it was made more than 30 days before Yom. So if it's within 30 days, everybody agrees that it's kosher. Even Shami agrees that it's kosher. So it's lishma. Like Rashi says, to Rishonim Dorf from Hilchot Zahak, so we assume that he's making it L'Shem Chak. The Rachlik is B'Sham Mishil, is Koydim La Midyon. And that's the case. And then what it says at the end, Aval Amasol L'Shem Chak, Atul Mitzil Es Hashon Akshero. That's a Chizosh in B'Sham or Mishil? B'Sham. B'Sham. Koydim, I don't eat L'Shem Chak. It could be 10 years old, this question. Koydim, the Mishnah saying, I'll leave it to B'Sham, but even B'Sham is really the Masol Koydim L'Chak. That if he made it l'shem chag explicitly l'shem chag, then it's kshayr. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. That's how most Rishonim learn the Mishnah. The Ritva and that base, Rishonim talk about this Mishnah that base. They have this Mishnah as one Mishnah. They have this Mishnah together with the Mishnah at the beginning of the prayer. So anyway, the Ritva and that base brings the Yesh Mefarshim. The Ram also brings the Yesh Mefarshim, and it's the Shita of the Ether. The Ether, and also the Radvaz and the Shula, and the footnotes in the Ritva, they bring the two of the Radvaz. I don't remember right now the number. But the Ether has a whole different shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is that the Ether learns, in the Ritva's Mavur that was driving what was bothering the Ether, that he didn't like it that at the end of the Mishnah the Masol L'Shem Chag should be going like B'Shama. Usually B'Shama can be still in the Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah have to tell me to qualify B'Shama? Even if Ezu Suki Yishana, it's also really mostly negated to B'Shama. According to B'Shil, Suki Yishana is always kosher. So why do I need to define what's a Suki Yishana and what's a Suki Chadosha? Everything's kosher. So the whole Ezu Suki Yishona is only really negated to B'Shama. According to B'Shama, I need to know what's a Suki Yishona, what's a Suki Chadosha. Suki Chadosha is good. Suki Yishona is not good. What's the cutoff date? So the Balitur wasn't Nicha in that. You don't like that. Nicha the Balitur learns a different shot in the Mishnah. He says like this, Suki Yishona B'Shama Yishona Yishona Machshir. Machaikis B'Shama Yishona, what's the name of a Suki Yishona? B'Shama says it's no good, B'Shama says it's good. What is this Suki Yishana Shenechukov of Hashem in Mishil? Kol Shasav Koinim L'Chag Lamed Yoim means not more than 30 days before the Chag. It means within 30 days before the Chag. So the Machaikis B'Sham in Mishil about a Suki Yishana is a Suki that was made within 30 days before the Chag. That's the Suki Yishana Shenechukov of Hashem in Mishil. But if it was made more than 30 days before the Chag, then even Mishil don't allow it. Even Beis Hillel, you know, apparently Beis Hillel also built on some kind of stam l'shma. Beis Hillel holds Teich Lamed, it's a Suki Yishona. You have to, well, you have to know. If Tech Lamed is a Sukkah Yishana, what's a Sukkah Chadasha? The Stamah of Shad is a Sukkah Chadasha. It was Erev Sukkos. Erev Sukkos, Sukkah Chadasha. Stamah, it doesn't spell out the Feirish. You have to say something like that. But Akapanim, Sukkah Yishana means a Sukkah that was made, not Erev Sukkos. It was made a few weeks before Sukkos. If Shammai say it's no good, you have to have the Feirish, the Shem Chai. And Mishulah say it is good. But why is it good? Because it's Tech Lamed. And then that's what the Mishnah says. The Ezer Sukkah Yishana. What is the Sukkah Yishana that Beshamai that Beshulah Machshir? Shasol Kaim Lachag Lamed Yoyim. The Vikar here doesn't say Shasol Lamed Yoyim Kaim Lachag. He says Kaim Lachag Lamed Yoyim. So somebody feels that's Machshir not before 30 days. It's Machshir from 30 days and onward. So Beshulah Machshir from 30 days and onward. And Bishami don't even allow that. No, it has to be Ferish to Shem Chak. Before Lamed Yom, even they still don't allow. And the Mishnah says, if Al-Masal Shem Chak, if he made it explicitly to Shem Chak, then even then it will be kosher even with Chilas Hashon, and that's already now in the Gate of Beisil too. Because even Beisil will require that even though Beisil allow a Sukkah that was not made for Shem Chak, it's only within 30 days. More than 30 days, they don't allow. You lose the Stom of the Shema, presumably. If it was beferish l'shem achag, then it's kosher. At kan the sheet of the itur. So it's a pella. This itur. First of all, the major question on the itur. What would you ask on the itur? What's the major problem on the itur? Right. The whole sugi says that my time of the Bishamai, the whole shakra of time of the month, the Bishamai dash in the post of Kaga Sukkah Dasa, that the sukkah has to be made with Shema. I think what I said, Bishil don't dash in the post that way. Bishil use the post for other things, that you can make a sukkah chalamayid and so on. The kids are, the Gemara says, that the machlekes Bishamai still revolves around how to dash in the post. Bishamai has the drosh of sukkah l'shem chag. And Beisil doesn't have the drasha, so Beisil does not require Sukkah l'shem chak. Why should? What's wrong with the Sukkah that was made more than 30 days before Sukkah? So this kasha, the Ritva, both the Ritva and the Ran ask on the Balayif. That's why they reject. One of the reasons why they reject this chat. Yes, Balayif Chavan needs a Hezma. And I guess while we're at it, if Beisil do require some kind of lishma. So what's in the Kudus of Machlekes from Bisham and Bishil? So Machlekes is about Stam Lishma. Is that the Machlekes? Bisham holds not Stam Lishma, Bishil holds yes Stam Lishma. I mean, again, that ignores the whole Sukkah, though. The whole Gemara is that's not the Machlekes Bisham and Bishil. Machlekes of Bisham and Bishil is not a dash in the Pasuk. Do you need Lashem Chag? Her point of Ether comes out that's not the Machlekes at all. Everybody also needs Lashem Chag. Some kind of Machlekes instead of that is whether Tech Lamed is Stam Lishma or not. How could that be? Then there's another issue, another nekuda here. It's obscure. The Yishami says that Tzorach L'chadish B'dol. That even according to Beis Hillel, Tzorach L'chadish B'dol. What the Yishami says, that's the Lashon of Yishami. I don't think it says the words even according to Beis Hillel. It's probably important to know. And nobody has the Yishami in front of
them, right?
The Yishami
doesn't say it.
What?
The Yishami doesn't say it.
Anyway, Yishami said Tzorach L'chadish B'dol. So if you learn the way the way Rashi learns, the way the other Yishanim learn, so this is a Pashu Shatan Yishami anyway. Is that it's a Chumah Beisil? That even though Beisil holds, you don't need the Shem Chag and the Sukkah Yishanim is kosher, but you need Chodesh. You need at least to be L'chadish B'dol. A little bit. Tefach al tefach. You don't need the whole thing, you should be L'shem Chag. But a little bit L'shem Chag you need. Enough, generally speaking, you don't need enough to have L'shem itself. But a tefach al tefach, so a dovam, a mashu, you have to have L'shem Chag. Whatever the pshad is, Mitzvah Manamuf, the Ritva and the Ran say. Father Rishon says, Likuva. I guess they would grapple and go up. The reason for this halacha didn't really come out with the dovam. But akoponim, it's a chumrah in Poshim Shatin Shami. It's a chumrah in Beis Hillel. even though they still don't require L'shem Chag, they do require at least L'chadish Padom. It's certainly going in Beisil. It's not going in Beishama, it's going in Beisil. That's for sure. I mean, that I'm not even suggesting that it might be in Beishama. But it's in Beisil. So in Beisil, it could only be a Kumra. I mean, Beisil don't require, quote the Moshe Shai, Beisil don't require anything. So there's nowhere to go but up. I mean, if Yishami says he needs Zorach L'chadish Padom, but that's a Chumra Beisil. Without Yishami, Beisil will say, Suk Yishon L'ksher, and there's nothing more to say. But according to the Bala Itur, it's more complicated. Because according to Bala Itur, Beis Hillel have a more complicated shita. Beis Hillel say, you don't need L'shem Chag if it's Tech Lamed. Kaidim Lamed, you do need L'shem Chag. Or at least that's implied in the Mishnah. Kaidim Lamed, you do need L'shem Chag. Ezri Suk Yishon HaShenechukul Beis Ham Yishel is Tech Lamed. That's what Beis Hillel say, it's okay. Kaidim Lamed, not okay. Now I have Yishami that says, Tzorach L'chadish Padom. Now it's a little bit more, less clear, and it's a little more up for grabs. Is the Yishami saying a Chumr Beis Hillel? That even though Tech Lamed Beis Hillel say that's Tzomel L'shma, but still you have to be M'chadish Padom. Or is the Yishami saying a Kulam Beis Hillel? That even though Beis Hillel only allow it Tech Lamed, but Kodem Lamed, Tzomel L'shma is no good. Kodem Lamed is like a pre-Yishama. Suk Yishama is Tech Lamed. But Kodem Lamed, that's a pre-Yishama, that's a pre-Yishama, that's a pre, that's no good. He says to Yishama, he says, what do you do? He says, Yishama, you're Mechadish B'dover. But if you're Mechadish B'dover, you're okay. You don't have to knock the whole thing down and start from scratch. Or pick up the whole sack and put it down again. It's enough to be Mechadish B'dover. And it's a Kula in the din of Kodem Lamed. But that's not clear in Yishama. Yishama doesn't give me any context. Lefida Itur, to learn Yishama in Chorot two ways. That Yishama is saying a Chumr in Toich Lamed, but the Yishami is saying a kula in Kaidam Lamed. So Nech Se'ana, in the Lashon of the Itur himself, it sounds a little bit like it's a Chumr Teich Lamed, but I'm not sure that the Lashon of the Itur is enough of it, because the Lashon doesn't hang together altogether so well. I'm going to read you the Itur. If you have the Itur in front of you, pull out your phone, that'll help. Okay, so let's start. Suki Yishana, you have Suki Yishana. Yishami Paisnu Vesilu Mashirim. The Eizri Suki Yishana calls herself Chayim L'Chag La'Amad Yad. Quotes the Mishnah. Upirish Rashi. Okay, Lebeis Leishem Akoy. Okay, obviously we're not supposed to be Leishem Akoy. Here's Rashi le Beishamikloi. You see how much confidence you could have here in the text. Here's Rashi le Beishamikloi. It's going to Beishamikloi. She has sold Hashem Chag. Sorry, le Beishamikloi. She has sold Hashem Chag Sheva. That according to Beishamai. The text here is problematic. But we get the idea. What's the lesson of Rashi, actually? Anyway, L'Bisham Ekoi, K'loi Mesh Aso L'Shem Chag Sheo. The lesson is a little bit strange, but L'Chor, he means, it's obvious what he means. He's saying, according to it, that the Mishnah is qualifying B'Sham, even though B'Sham says Suki Yishon is no good, what's called the Sukkah Yishana, only more than 30 days before, but if it was within 30 days, then even according to Beis Shammai, it's kosher. V'yim asol l'shem chag, afilu mitzkiv asol l'shem yotzo, v'lo Beis Shammai yitzrich. Avu l'beis hilo, afilu asol stam, v'mitzkiv asol l'shem yotzo, v'hainu plukto. That's Rashi's pshat. V'yish lo'ymar, v'lo Beis hilo yitzrich. So see, if there are things, no, maybe at the end of the Mishnah about all of this, which according to Rashi is all in the Beis Shammai, he says, no, it could be even according to Beis Hillel. The Afilu Beis Hillel Moidu, the Masor Stam, B'Tchilas Hashanah Psula. Even Beis Hillel don't allow Asor Stam, B'Tchilas Hashanah. Umachlekes, the whole Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel allows Stam and Beis Shammai don't, B'Shasor Milamed Yoim Ba'elech, that it was within 30 days. And then the Mishnah reads, Kilaimar, A is a Sukkah Yashana. What's called the Sukkah Yashana? Shenechmakuba Misham Rishil. What is the subject of the Misham Rishil? Shasa, Kaidim Lachag Lamad Yoim. Like Tatoni Shasa, Lamad Yoim Kaidim Lachag. It doesn't say that he made it Lamad Yoim Kaidim Lachag. It says, Shasa, Kaidim Lachag Lamad Yoim. And somehow he feels that means, El Mitchilis Yoim Lamad Ve'elech Asa Vistam. It means from the 30th day forward, that's when he made the Sukkah Stam. That's called the Sukkah Yashana. Sukkah Hadash, I guess, means Erev Yom Tov. But Sukkah Yishona means from 30 days and on. And that's the machlokes between Beishama and Beis Hillel. Now here he gets to Yishama even. There's something missing here. Im hi Sukkah Yishona tzarech lechadish b'dover v'lechidish b'dover p'zulah. So that's the Yishama, but it doesn't hang together with the words before. Right? There's something missing. Again, like a Tony Shah Soy Lamad Yom Kaim Achag, the Mitchil is Lamad Yom Ve'elech Aso B'Stam. I mean, the Mishnah says that from Lamad Yom Ve'shul B'Shul Machshirim. So we're learning, let's say now, it means Ezi Sukhi Shonon Shenechlu Kabla means within 30 days. But what did B'Shul say about the Sukkah that was within 30 days? That it's Ksheva. So how does he read? The words that are misbakish over here is ksheira. But he doesn't say that. He just says, We're talking about mitzvahs lamed beelach. What's im isuk yishana? We're talking about mitzvahs lamed beelach. Im isuk yishana, tzarech lechadish b'dover. If you're mechidish b'dover b'sula. No, somehow, again, if we take it the way it's written, it sounds like he's going within Lamad Yoim, and he quotes the Yishalmi that he has to be Mechadish B'Dover. So if we'll take the text as written, then he's saying that within Lamad Yoim you have to be Mechadish B'Dover. So it's a Chumrin within Lamad Yoim. Even though B'Silla Machshirim, but it's only with the caveat, that with the proviso that, but you have to be Mechadish B'Dover also. So it has to be within Lamad Yoim, plus you have to be Mechadish B'Dover. But I'm not so confident that that's what the words mean, because it feels to me like there's something missing here in the words anyway. In the Cheshvan Asugya, L'chayretz Mukhoch Faker, that the Yerushalmi is not going on Perek Lamed and saying an extra Chumra in Perek Lamed, because if that's the case, then it'll come out that what's it in the Perek Lamed? If we're going to read the Yitter as saying that even Perek Lamed, which Stam is kosher, but that's only on condition that it was you were Mechadish B'Dover. So what's going to be Kaidim Lamed? It's going to be possible even if you're Mechadish B'Dover. Right? If Toich Lamed, you still have to be Mechadish B'Dover, it's only kosher if you're Mechadish B'Dover, then Kaidim Lamed, which is possible even according to Beis Hillel, it's going to have to mean that it's possible, it doesn't even help to be Mechadish B'Dover. I mean, the Sukkah that was made more than Lamed Yom Kaidim Mechad is possible and there's no salvaging it. It doesn't even help him in Mechadish B'Dover. So what's difficult with saying that? Is that possible? That a Sukkah that was made 30 days before Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel, is possible and it doesn't even help him in Mechadish B'Dover? What about Gan Bach? Sukkah's Gan Bach, Sukkah's Raglash. What were they made within 30 days? Those were all made before 30 days, presumably. So how they kosher? If we'll say that the Yisham is going Kaidim Lamed, so then we could say they're kosher, but you have to be Mechadish B'Dover. Maybe the Mechadish, that's what it means. It means it's kosher, but so Mechadish B'Dover. In the Tshuva Teravaz, I didn't have a chance to see inside, but in the footnotes in the Ritva, they bring the Tshuva Teravaz. So he says, Beferis this way, he's a champion of the Yitra Shita, he learns like the Yitra. And he says, Beferis, and he says, what about Sukkot Ganvach and Rakvash? He says, no, you're Mechadish B'Dover. He says, that's very sosim. The Gemara just said Sukkot Ganvach Sheir. Didn't say anything about being Mechadish B'Dover. So he's not worse than the Mishnah. The Mishnah also doesn't say Beferis anything about being Mechadish B'Dover, but the Yishalmi says that the Yishalmi asked that. that the kainu lama yoyim, if you mechadish kadover, it's okay. So in Sukkot Gavach also, we don't have to spell out this notion of it's talking about where you were mechadish kadover. Akoponim, b'chavim, the chayim ha-sugya, it has to come out. It has to come out. And the Radvas is b'feirish. He's from the chaver to the Yitr over here. And he says b'feirish that way. That the way it's chayim's out is, that Toich Lamed is kosher according to Beis Hillel, period. Like the Mishnah says, Toich Lamed is Sukkot Yishona, B'Shachar Rashir, we don't have to make Hadash Kodonah. Koyin Lamed, that already even Beis Hillel don't allow, but it helps to be Mechadish Kodonah. That's a clear, does it help also according to B'Shachar? According to B'Shachar, could you also be Mechadish Kodonah? Any day we'll have to decide. Yeah. In the Chesmon, right? What?
Yeah, so just in the Chesmon, according to the answer, what is the Chadish Badover coming to do? Meaning,
yeah, about it, actually. I'm also going to question, what is the Chadish Badover do?
And why isn't Shoshu the Dimei Chag of Shoshu the Dorshikal? If Chadish Badover is just a hecker, so then why wouldn't...
Well, we don't know what Chadish Badover... All this needs a Hesmon. The big thing that needs a Hesmon, a lot of what I'm saying now is really preparatory to saying a teretz, because the big question in the Bali Yitzhak, besides all of these details, because we're in question, you know, the overriding question is, what in the world is he talking about? The Gemara says the Farish that Beis Shammai don't require L'Shem Chach. They don't have the pasuk of L'Shem Chach. That's about the overarching problem. So all these other problems that I'm raising are just to direct our thoughts, you know, to figure out what are going to be the, whatever we're going to say over here, what are going to be the constraints. So Kapan, the Chavit Chesm is out, that according to Beis Hillel, Toich Lamed is kosher, period. Koinim Lamed is no good, but if you're Mechadish B'Dover, it helps. Not clear if it helps even according to Beis Shammai. Yecholiot. Could be that according to Beis Shammai, maybe it doesn't help even Mechadish B'Dover. Maybe it does. Kapanim, that's up for grabs. Chor also had an aura. If Koinim Lamed, it helps even Mechadish B'Dover, so what the Mishnah says at the end, that even Mechilas Hashana, Masol Hashem Chag Kosher, Masol Hashem Chag Sher. What's the Chiddush? I don't even need the Shem Chag. It's enough to be Mechadish. I don't even need a whole Asiyah. The Mishnah says, Masol Hashem Chag. Even from Mechilas Hashana, Masol Hashem Chag Sher. You need to be Masol Hashem Chag. It's enough to be Mechadish B'Dolah. Tepach HaTepach. You don't have to make the whole thing with Shem Chag. All you need is a Tepach HaTepach. Passes the Mishnah is a Masol Hashem Chag. They have to make the whole Sukkah Hashem Chag. Why do you have to make the whole Sukkah Hashem Chag? All you have to do is Mechadish B'Dolah. Unless we'll say, and I think this is one thing I want to make clear, that the Mechadish B'Dolah only helps if you Mechadish B'Dolah Toich Lamed. The Tchilas Hashana doesn't help the Mechadish B'Dolah. The Tchilas Hashana, you need a Masol Hashem Chag. Also something that we have to add to the path over here. You know, until we're going to get whatever's going to come out, but we have to throw this into the pot also. I think it's mukhuk, according to the Yitzhak. The Tchilas Hashona, it helps in Mechadish B'Dover, but you have to be Mechadish B'Dover Toich Lamed. If you're not going to be Mechadish B'Dover Toich Lamed, then you have to be Asol L'Shem Chag. Okay, so what could we say over here for the Yitzhak? We need Mechadish over here. So I want to suggest the following. That we have to take that as axiomatic, that Beis Hillel do not require L'Shem Chag. That's the whole Gemara. Not getting away from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Feirish, Mishami Dashim, Yid L'Shem Chag, Beis Hillel do not require L'Shem Chag. So what's wrong with the Sukkah that was made Lamed Yom Koinim Achad? So I want to say that for Peter holds that what's wrong with it is that lacks its Tassav Oymer also. It's going to be a new take on Tassav Oymer also. But the Torah says Chag HaSukkah is Tassav Lecha. The Gemara says Tassav Oymer also. It's Halacha Tassav, you have to have a Mais Asiyah. It holds that Mais Asiyah means, or to be called an Asiyah, that says in Torah Halacha, but you have to have an Asiyah Sukkah. Sukkah can't just be Asuyah Me'ilel. It has to be Chag HaSukkah's Taslacha. You need an Asiyah Sukkah. So what we know up till now about that is, that means that the Asiyah is the P'sul, so it doesn't help later on to take away the P'sul, because you need an Asiyah Be'ach. I want to suggest that the Bali tells more than that. that in order to be called an asiyo, it has to be an asiyo where b'shas the asiyo, he envisioned, or the sukkah was made for the mitzvah, we still don't require for the mitzvah. That's l'shem chag. We don't need l'shem chag, but it has to be an asiyo l'shem the tzel, or l'shem the dira. Got to differentiate. It has to be an asiyo l'shem the dira of the coming of the coming days. Meaning, when you make a sukkah, stam. So the presumption is that you're making it for the next 30 days. Nothing to do with Shalom and Oshim Yochas Echad. That's Rashi's word. The significance of Lamed Yoyim is that if you build a sukkah, presumptively, so we see in it that this is an asiyah for the being under the sukkah for itself, for its dira, for the next 30 days. But not beyond that. That's the event arrived. That's the horizon for my asiyah. And if you make a sukkah for more than 30 days in advance, that's called asuyah me'elah. It lacks in passive women also. I think there's at least a peg on which to hang this. The Lashon Gemara Daf Mem Vav. Because the Lashon Gemara Daf Mem Vav, when it's talking about Birchas HaZman, making a Shechiyonu on Sukkot. So the Gemara says you make a Shechiyonu, B'shach HaSiyah Sukkot, you can make a Shechiyonu. And the Gemara says we do it Alakais, but the Maisa, the Gemara says that you can make a Shechiyonu, B'shach HaSiyah. So the Gemara says, Hoysa Asuya Me'eleho. So then you don't make a shechion. So what does it mean? Asuya v'aymedes. Asuya v'aymedes. What from Sheshes made gracious? It was made sometime. What's this asuya v'aymedes? Yes, you can say other pshatim. Say asuya v'aymedes means I didn't make it. You can say asuya v'aymedes from last year. The Ritva guy says asuya v'aymedes means from Kodem Lamed. But the Ritva is in the world of Kodem Lamed because of Shalom Adarshim Vilchus Achak. That you can't make a Shechiyonu Kodem Lamed. Probably make a Shechiyonu within the time frame of when you're thinking about getting ready for Sukkah. So I don't want to build too much on the Ritva. The Ritva is coming from a different place. But I think the Itta would read that Gemara. Asuya v'aymedes means what is Asuya v'aymedes? Obviously the Sukkah didn't give birth to itself. So what's this Asuya v'aymedes? Asuya v'aymedes means that it was made a long time ago. It wasn't made within 30 days Kodem Achag. Nothing to Shalom Adoshim. But a sukkah that was made long before Yom Tov is called Asuya v'aymedes, which is, that's exactly what the Torah says, Tasev v'loy mina asuy, that you have to have an asiyas asukkah. It can't be Asuya v'aymedes. Asuya v'aymedes is a chisar. So that's why, that's the Beisil. Beisil has nothing to do with the Shem Chai. You don't need the Shem Chai. That's how it says in the law. You don't need the Shem Chai. Nonetheless, Beisil say, so Beisil say, Sukkah Yishana, Sukkah Yishana is within 30 days, but it's not Erev Yom Tov, it's Sukkah Yishana. B'shami Pasel, because he's not doing it with Shem Chag, and again, since I don't think the Balitz is working with Shalom Dorshin Bilchas Achad, B'shami say it's no good, because I don't know that he's doing it with Shem Chag. It's within 30 days of Sukkah. So what is it within 30 days of Sukkah? Maybe he's doing it with Shem Tzel Ba'alma, maybe he's doing it with Shem Dira Ba'alma. Maybe he wants to have a sukkah for all of Chodesh Tishrei to sit in the shade. Who says that it has anything to do with mitzvah sukkah? And the Mishami hold the Shem Chagbina. The Gemara says that that's machlokes Mishami. So, but we need to read the Itta in a way that doesn't do violence to the Gemara. The Gemara says v'feirush, the machlokes Mishami Beisil is about whether you need l'shem chag, l'shem mitzvah. Mishami says you need l'shem mitzvah, Beisil says that you don't. And the Itta says that's all within 30 days. So, I think this is the Havana. Beishami say you need the Shem Mitzvah, so why does it help that I'm within 30 days? But who says that I'm miskaven the Shem Mitzvah? Maybe I'm building the Sukkah L'Shem Tzel V'Alma. So therefore Beishami say that it's no good. Beis Hillel say, I don't care if he's doing the Shem Mitzvah, you don't need the Shem Mitzvah. So what do you have to have 30 days? Because if you build it more than 30 days before Sukkah, that's called Asuya V'Aymedes. Asuya V'Aymedes means it wasn't made for the Tzel of this time period. I made that Sukkah for a Tzel for last year. That was last year's Tzel. Or last month's Tzel. That's not a sukkah that's called a suya v'aymedes. That's not a sukkah that was made for now. I need a sukkah that's made for now. It doesn't have to be l'shem chag. It could be l'shem tzel. But it has to be made, he has to make the sukkah within a time frame that we can say that he built the sukkah l'shem the yeshiva, not the mitzvah's yeshiva, but l'shem the tzel, l'shem the dira, l'shem the being in the sukkah for a time period that includes sukkahs. So if it's within 30 days, so we say, okay, so that's cool that he made the sukkah, presumably l'shem dira for the next 30 days. Every time you build the sukkah, so he's seeing it in asiya for the next 30 days. So he builds a sukkah within 30 days, that's an asiya for the next 30 days. Going to be so good enough, because that's called tasav leiman also, I have an asiya. According to Mishami, it's not good enough, because who said he did it l'shem chag? And Mishami say, you have to have l'shem chag. It's a derech meruvuch to understand the bala itter. I have maybe a diuk in the lashon of the itter. It's a diuk kal. Diuk with a fair kind of source. In the itter before, unfortunately, it's sort of obscured by the marker over here, by the frame. But you could figure it out from the bottom of the. He's going to the Gemara of Gadbach and Rakvash, where the Gemara said, "Vilachtei misuchekes." The Brisa said, "Vilachtei misuchekes gilchasa," and Rakhitz said, "Misuchekes gilchasa means l'shem itself." So it says the Itur, "Vilachtei misuchekes gilchasa." It's mamish underneath the marker. "Vilachtei misuchekes meil gilchasa." My gilchasa. That's what it says. "Shetei asuyil l'shem." Shetei asuyil itself. I think it's going to say, even though you don't need l'shem chag, I see the word l'shem chag over there, even though we don't need l'shem chag, l'shem sel ba'ina, now we get already past the marker, l'shem sel ba'ina, but you need at least l'shem sel, shaloi tehei asuya mei, obviously mei olel, should be mei elel. Since you need l'shem sel, it shouldn't be asuya mei elel. That's why Christ said the sukkah has to be l'shem sel, it shouldn't be asuya mei elel. Now, in a way, that line is unobjectionable. Everybody agrees you need l'shem sel. Gemara says you need l'shem sel. And everybody agrees that if it was not made l'shem sel, that you can't inject it later on, because that would be tasav leiman also. You know, it's made it l'shem, let's say l'shem snius. And then you decide, sukkah, so now I want it to be l'shem sel. If I don't have tasav leiman also. So in a way, you can just read through this line and not see anything. But I think there is maybe a diuk here, a diuk. Because in the conventional understanding, of course, you need l'shem sel. And if you don't have l'shem sel, you can't inject it later because it'll be tassav leiman osu, the asiyah was b'psul. But if I would ask you, why do you need l'shem sel? In other words, if the Gemara says you need l'shem sel, and I'm coming to explain to you, why do you need l'shem sel? The Chizkiah tells me you need l'shem sel. Why do you need l'shem sel? So I would not answer, well, you need l'shem sel because otherwise tassav leiman osu. That's not why you need l'shem sel. Tassav leiman osu is not the reason why you need l'shem sel. You need l'shem sel, let's say, like Rashi says in the base, because otherwise that's not a shem sukkah. Shem sukkah means l'shem sel. You need to have l'shem sel bezin because you need to have l'shem sukkah, or for some other reason, maybe because the pasuk says v'tukis v'sukkah steel and sel mechayer, whatever it is, there's some reason why you need to have l'shem sel. And then you'll answer me, okay, but even if it wasn't made l'shem sel, have kavanah l'shem sel later. For that, the answer is tasav leiman also. But the lashon of the Yitra, though, is not mashma that way, because the Ritva is not the lashon of the Yitra, again, it's not muchuch, but the lashon of the Yitra is that he says you need to have l'shem sel, even though you don't need l'shem chag. He's coming to explain why you need l'shem sel. He's not coming to explain why you can't put the l'shem sel in later. Because he's explaining, why do you need l'shem sel? You don't need l'shem chag. We don't hold like Beis Shammai, so why do you need l'shem sel? So that's what he's coming to explain. Why do you... this is the part that the marketer is covering up. But you can see it a little bit. You zoom in, you can see under the l'shem chag. You know, you don't need l'shem chag. But l'shem sel ba'inon. Shloi te'asuya me'elel. He's coming to explain why you need l'shem... If you don't need l'shem chag, why do you need l'shem sel? So answering, because tasav leiman also, that's not an answer. If you don't need l'shem sel, then it won't be tasav leiman also. He's coming to explain why you need l'shem sel. He says, you need l'shem sel because otherwise it's asuya me'elel. Well, people are saying, the Torah said you need an asiya. Asiya means you have to make, sukkah can't be asuya me'elel. It has to be, you can't just, what is asuya me'elel? It doesn't mean that it was made itself. Asuya me'elel means that it wasn't built l'shem the dira of the coming days, the sukkah that was made 6 months ago, that's called asuya mehelel, because it wasn't made for my yeshiva now. I need tasa, tachag lechu sukkah is tasa lecha. I need to have, the sukkah has to be made for the purpose, has to be made for my yeshiva, not in the sense of mitzvah, without b'shamay, but it has to be made for the yeshiva, for the tzel, so that's why it has to be l'shem tzel, because if the sukkah was not made l'shem tzel, that means it wasn't made for yeshiva at all. I made a sukkah not for tzel. That means it was a sukkah that was made not for yeshiva. If it was made not for yeshiva, then that's called asuya me'elel, because it wasn't made for the. It wasn't made for my yeshiva. So I need, in order for it to be made for my yeshiva, says the Itur, you have to have L'shem Tzel. You don't need L'shem Chag, because you don't need L'shem Mitzvah. But if you don't have even L'shem Tzel, then that's called Asuya Me'elev. That's a sukkah that wasn't made for the purpose of my living in the sukkah. So L'shem Tzel, it was made for my living in the sukkah. It could be a secular living. It doesn't have to be a Shamay. But it has to be made L'shem, has to be made L'shem Dir. That's Meduik in that line of the Yisra. I think it's not even a weak deal. It's a strong deal, because you see where he's the wind up. The wind up is that even though you didn't just say you need L'shem Tzel and it shouldn't be Tassav and also. He says even though you don't need L'shem Chag, but you need at least L'shem Tzel, it shouldn't be Tassav and also. That's what he's saying. So Melis, the next step is to say. So once we say that, so then that leads into the next ether. The next ether says that we've been busy with. Says not only do you need L'shem Tzel, because otherwise it's called Asuya Me'elel, but you need L'shem Tzel in some kind of proximity. Because if we're 6 months ago, that's the Gemara Mevov, that's also called Asuya Me'elel. I mean, clearly the Gemara Mevov means it wasn't made L'shem Tzel at all. That could be another Shat Mevov. Asuya Me'elel means it wasn't made L'shem Tzel at all. Yeah, but there is, but the Baal Yitra held that that's what it says in this Mishnah, that a sukkah, it could be a Shona, it doesn't have to be Erev Sukkah, it could be a Shona. But it has to be within Lama Yoyim. If it's not Lama Yoyim, that's called Asuya Me'elel, and it lacks in Tassav Eloi Minha Asuya Minha Minha Asuya. So what's accomplished? Now let's say I have a sukkah that's taka more than 30 days old. So it's taka lacks in Tassav Eloi. It's Asuya Me'elel. More than 30 days old. So this is the one allowed. That lacks an Asiya. Doesn't have an Asiya L'shem Tzel for the next 30 days. But there's a takana, says the Yishalmi, it's enough to be mechadish bo, tzorach mechadish bo dover. What's the accomplishment of being mechadish bo dover? You're not mechadish bo dover l'shem chag. If you would be l'shem chag, because we don't require l'shem chag. L'shem chag madoch ha-shmei. The mechadish bo dover is to be mechadish bo dover just l'shem tzel. I think that the accomplishment of l'chadish bo dover is that I'm renewing the l'shem tzel. The sukkah has to be made L'shem Tzel, but every time I take out I make a sukkah, it's for 30 days. It's I see it as being an asiyah for the next 30 days. Okay, 30 days are up. I need to extend the asiyah. So you mechadish b'dover, you do some kind of asiyah in the sukkah, that's mechadish, that refreshes, that now there's an asiyah for the next 30 days, as well. But what'll be, but, yeah.
So the shape of the Mishnah
about
Sosa
Shia
is only
for
the
Shaman. No, the shape of the Mishnah says, that's Vesil. And then, no, also Vesil. So that was my question. One of the questions I had before was, if you ask him in Mechadish B'dover anyway, and it helps him in Mechadish B'dover, so why do you need Asil Hashem Chag? All you need is to be a Mechadish B'dover, you don't need Asil Hashem Chag.
No.
The answer is, yes, all you need to do is to be Mechadish B'dover. But when do you have to be Mechadish B'dover? Within 30 days. Because to be Mechadish B'dover doesn't mean that you had Kavon or L'shem Chag. Mechadish B'dover is just L'shem Tzel. So even if I'm Mechadish B'dover, let's say 3 months before Sukkot, I'm Mechadish B'dover. But what's my Kavon or Mechadish B'dover? It doesn't say that I have Kavon or L'shem Chag. I have to have Kavon. Mechadish B'dover is not L'shem Chag. Mechadish B'dover is just L'shem Tzel. So I have to be Mechadish B'dover within 30 days, because if I'm Mechadish B'dover within 30 days, then I renewed the L'shem Dira of the Sukkah for the next 30 days. But it only works if you're Mechadish B'dover 30 days. If it's more than 30 days before, the Taka doesn't help. So if with Chilus Hashana, what's going to help you Mechadish B'dover? So you're Mechadish B'dover, you get another 30 days. I need a lot more than 30 days. I need Sukkah not for another 8 months. So mainly you have to have, really you have to have an explicit L'shem Chag. Again, not for the Shem Mitzvah Shabbat, but I have to spell out that I'm making this sukkah for the deer of sukkahs. The sukkah is 6 months away. What's going to happen to Mechadish B'dov? Yesh le'ayin, is it enough would it be enough to make it, to take a tefach al tefach and use and say on that I want it to be L'shem sukkahs? Could be not. Could be it only helps. Could be not here. I'm not quite sure exactly how this story is going to go, but I made it L'shem Tzel. L'shem Tzel is good enough. L'shem Tzel. So for 30 days, I see it presumptively as being for 30 days. So now I need to extend that somehow the Yisya continues for another 30 days. So within 30 days, I want to get. I want to renew my L'shem Tzel. So for that, it's enough to be mechadish b'davar. When it's the chilas hashana, I mean, we knew it was not really a lumda, so I can't say that that's the whole hesber. But just the sabra soizim, something in this direction. All I want to do is I want to refresh my l'shem tzel. So it's enough to be mechadish b'davar. Tefach ha-tefach, even a mashu of tekula. So that refreshes l'shem tzel, but it's good for another 30 days. But I'm holding with Chilas Hashana, and I'm not saying to Mechadish B'dover to Eklam, and I'm with Chilas Hashana, and I want to make this sukkah that it should be an asiyah for 6 months from now. So that's not enough that I'm just refreshing the regular asiyah, which is 30 days at a time. I want to make an asiyah. I want to make the sukkah now for sukkahs. I want to earmark the sukkah for sukkahs. Maybe that's not enough to Mechadish B'dover. Maybe then you have to make mamash the whole sukkah, l'shem sukkahs. Because if you don't make the sukkah, l'shem sukkahs, so this tefach al tefach will be for 6 months from now, but the rest of the sukkah, yeah. Again, here already I don't have such a clear lumus. I see that it's chaluk, so maybe this is just how it is. No, to be mechadish, to extend l'shem sel, it's enough in asiyah porto. But to make a whole new l'shem sel for 6 months from now, at a distance, normally asiyah is only for 30 days. Every asiyah, that's tasev oimen also. More than 30 days is called asiyah by medes. The asiyah is always for 30 days. So after 30 days, I could do an asiyah porto and I'll get another 30 days. But I want to. But I'm holding Chodesh Nissan, and I want to make an asiyah for Chodesh Tishrei. For that, maybe it's not enough to do an asiyah point. For that, maybe I have to be like the pastors from the Mishnah. But he has to make the whole thing l'shem sukkahs. Again, not l'shem mitzvah sukkahs, but at least for the l'shem the yeshiva of sukkah. Yeah.
You say that you should make it the sale that
I mean, I'm not going with Mishum Akeira, you know. You say, "Hold the Mahalach." You say, "Hold another Mahalach." Let me say a little bit and that the reason in the that the reason why you need Teklamet is because without Teklamet, it lacks in Akeira. Why do I need Akeira? I don't know. Maybe you need Akeira for some reason. Teklamet, you need Akeira. And Stoma is called Hekera, but it's not called. What?
Rashi.
Here, Rashi had my Sukkah Sayyidship, because you die with Kol HaShomer. So maybe we'll say also something that you need Latech Lamed, because it was Kaidam Lamed. And Latech Hekera. Maybe a care also would say the same thing, that a care has to be Techlamet, because otherwise it's not a care. Mechadish B'dover 2 months before is not an asiyah any care. But it's maybe Pesel Derech there. I like the first Malach better, because I like it. Shim Shai wrote the Itta before, and I think it's more minimally invasive. I'm not inventing a new. I mean, a care is not a total invention. We have it by Yitzchak Kusayetz. I don't know, aesthetically, I like the Malach I'm saying, but let's think this through. Let's think it through. Maybe we can say it like this. That the pshat is, again, the Bishul do not require the Shem Chag, that's for sure from the Gemara, but maybe they need an Asiyah Nikeres. Not enough to have Asiyah, you need Asiyah Nikeres. So Teich Lam, again, with the idea that you need an Asiyah. So you need an Asiyah Nikeres. Teich Lam is an Asiyah Nikeres. Teich Lam is not an Asiyah Nikeres. Really, not so far from what I'm saying, we're just making a drabana out of it. That an Asiyah has to be only within 30 days. To be an Asiyah, it has to be within 30 days. But I said stop, because an Asiyah is always for 30 days. Maybe we're saying, you know, no, we'll give it a different, it's just a different way of, it's the same cheshbon. Just instead of saying, I was saying it like in a, with the derisa kind of ring. That an asiyah of chedem lamed, every asiyah is for the next 30 days. More than 30 days, that's called asuya me'elel, because I make something presumably for 30 days. We're saying it, we put a slightly different spin on it, it's the same part, just with a different drape. that I need the asir should be toich lamed, because if it's not toich lamed, it's not an asir ani keres. Maybe, which would make it sound like maybe midrash. It is called an asir. But midrash rabbanon, since you need an asir, the asir has to be nikeres. So nikeres is dafka toich lamed. The rest of the chesed will be the same thing. Meila lechadish, except maybe you have this rebbe. That why does lechadish? How does lechadish b'dover help? It's only a tefach al tefach. But since really I midrash, I have a good asir from before. The only reason why I need toich lamed is to make it into an asir ani keres. For an Asiyani Keres is enough even an Asiyah Purtah. That makes an Asiyani Keres. The real Asiyah was before. But for the Asiyani Keres, it'll be enough that it'll be Toyach Lamed. Masha'enkin, if you're holding a Chodesh, you know, 6 months before, so what's it going to help you with Chodesh Badomar? It's still not going to be an Asiyani Keres. There you need to have, it's still not going to be an Asiyani Keres. There you have to have more. There you have to have that Imamish made the Sukkah L'Shem Chag. If I'm Mazmin, the Sukkah B'Ferish, L'Shem Chag, that's called an Asiyah, even 6 months before, that's called an Asiyah. That's Nikeres L'Shem Chag. That's how that's it. Yeah, maybe we're Merviach a little bit. It's the same basic direction. That the reason why we still require Toich Lamed has nothing to do with L'Shem Chag, it's because we need Tassav Elohim in Ohtu. We need some kind of Asir Toich Lamed. Asir Toich Lamed, Koidim Lamed is called Asuya, that's the main word. Koidim Lamed, that's the main word here in it. The Ether holds that Koinim Lamed, even Basil don't allow, not because it lacks L'Shem Chag. They don't have the Drosh of L'Shem Chag. Koinim Lamed, Basil don't allow it because it's called Asuya Me'elel. Like we might remember, it's Asuya Me'elel, and that the Torah says not good. You need Tassif, Elohim and Osir. Again, it's very geschmack with the Ritva before, with the Ether before, rather, who said, it was when he's explaining the Din of L'Shem Tzel, she says, why do you need L'Shem Tzel? You don't need L'Shem Chag. So you need L'Shem Tzel, it's going to be Tassif, Elohim and Osir. That's, I think, your mamash see that they had this notion that if you didn't make the Sukkah L'Shem Tzel, it lacks an asir. That's some other pasuk, not some pasuk from that side that lacks an Hashem Sukkah or something. The chazar is it lacks an asir. Why is it lacking an asir? Because I didn't make it. Why did it lack an asir? I made it. I didn't make L'Shem Tzel, but I made it. Yeah, but I didn't make it for my yeshiva. And asir means, chak sukkah tassev, alosh asir me'elel, means that I made it for the purpose of yeshiva. Not yeshiva's mitzvah, but I made it for yeshiva. That's an asiyah, and that asiyah has to be toich lamed. Yeah. Okay, anyway, that's what I want to move by here in this. I want to add one thing. I think it's sort of I want to add one.
Yeah.
Where he was mechadish b'dover. No, Ganvach I don't think could be toich lamed, but we'll say like the Radvash, he was mechadish b'dover. But so this Ganvach is fundamentally kosher, because you don't need the Shem Chag. But yeah, why do you have to be mechadish b'dover? Yeah, Toich Lamed. Toich Lamed, you have to be Mechadish B'Dolam. There are passages with Harris that Sukkot's Ganach goes with being Mechadish B'Dolam. I don't see a way out of that, according to the Ittah. Yeah, one more thing I want to mention, and I think it's somewhat connected to this. The Rambam, I mentioned yesterday, the Rambam is mashmit the Halach of Tzorach Mechadish B'Dolam, the Halach of B'Yusham. So Shai's, why did Rambam leave it out? It's a good Perish Yusham. Why did the Rambam omitted. Ram Derech Hal is Nimshach Achar Yisham. So anyway, it's Derech Haram is Nimshach Achar Yisham. Sometimes Ram passes like Yisham even against the Babli if he thinks the Yisham is more poshut. So what's going on over here? So there's two possibilities. Well, one possibility I mentioned yesterday is that the Ram holds, some Yisham in Pakistan, is that the Babli doesn't hold like the Yisham because the Babli in Dachman Vol says that Hoysa Asui Me'elel Yochalot Bagavi Bichas Shechionu. The Babli says, if it was Asuya Me'elel, and Yochel L'Chadish B'Dover, then you make a Shechiyonu, but mainly Yochel L'Chadish B'Dover, then you don't have to make a Shechiyonu. So what do you mean you don't have to make a Shechiyonu? The Sukkah's possible, because you have to make a L'Chadish B'Dover. So there's other ways out. Maybe L'Chadish B'Dover is only a Mitzvah Min HaMufka. If you can't do it, you can't do it. It doesn't pass on the Sukkah. Maybe Asuya Me'elel doesn't mean that it was made Lamed Yom before. Maybe Asuya Me'elel means that it was made for the previous sukkahs. So Lagabi's man, it's an issue, but Lagabi L'Chadish B'Dover is not a problem. It was made, even according to Bishami, it would be good sukkah. It was made L'Shem Chag. Maybe Asui Me'elel means like the Ritva, that it was just 30 days before, not that it wasn't, it was made L'Shem Chag. But it was made L'Shem Chag 30 days before the Chag, so it was too early to make a Shechiyonu. That's a Ritva in the second month. But there's other mahakam. But maybe the Rambam learned that Gemara attacks against the Yerushalmi. Shmuel Melech says this, that Gemara is against the Yerushalmi. Gemara says that Asuya Me'elel, you can't make a Shechiyonu, but it's a good sukkah. So it's against the Yerushalmi. So maybe that's why the Rambam was zeicher the Yerushalmi. But it's a very fascinating word. Actually, Rabbi Asher Arieli says from his father, I don't know if it's in print, his father has a svar, but I don't know if it's in the svar. He says as follows, that the Rambam had a different shot in the Yerushalmi. He said like this. There's a Gemara there's Gemara in Menachas, Stachman Beis. The Gemara is done when you build the sukkah, do you make a Birchas HaMitzvah? Hashem Kishonim says that it's Shivon Olatzah sukkah. So it's Nidin Yishalim in the Bavli. The Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara is you don't make a Bach. Because it's called Mitzvah Shein Asiyos, the Gemara Mitzvah, so it's Einim Avarachal. So what the Bavli means is, the Bavli means it's really not a mitzvah to build a sukkah, or the Bavli means it is a mitzvah, but it's not the Gemara mitzvah. But upon the Maase of the Bavli says that it's, you don't make the bracha. They bring a Tshuvas HaRambam, I don't know if this is exactly, but they bring a Tshuvas HaRambam, the Rambam says, Taka, because it's only a Hefshah mitzvah. You don't make a bracha, and I see it's a sukkah, because it's only a Hefshah mitzvah. Oh, it might be the Rambam by Tkiyah Shofar, where the Rambam says by Tkiyah Shofar that you make a bracha l'shmoyah, not al Tkiyah Shofar, because the Tkiyah is not the mitzvah is a shmiyah, and he says, alright, the same way you don't make a bracha, I see it's a sukkah. Anyway, that is possible to learn. It's supposed to be true with the Rambam, I didn't see this side. That the Rambam says the reason why you don't make a bracha, I see it's a sukkah, the maskon is a bavli, is because I see it's a sukkah, it's not a mitzvah, it's only a hefshah mitzvah. The Yerushalmi also make a bracha, and I see it's a sukkah. The Yerushalmi here in Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, says when you build the sukkah, you make a bracha, Hashem, Kedushon, and Mitzvah, and it's done on last year's sukkah. So he said, Yerushalmi, the Shittosa, Yerushalmi holds it's a mitzvah, I see a sukkah. Chag HaSukkah's Tassel Lecha means it's a mitzvah, I see a sukkah. So Melo, that's why you have to be Mechadish Badova, not because the sukkah is possible if you're not Mechadish Badova. The sukkah is fine even if you're not Mechadish Badova. We all like Beis Hillel, you don't have to be in Lashem Chag. But you have to be mechadish b'dover in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of asiyas ha-sukkah. There's a mitzvah, asher kivsonu v'tzoyse v'tzivonu lasi sukkah. So here you have a sukkah that's asuyim eleh, how are you going to be mekayim the mitzvah of asiyas ha-sukkah? So merely in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of asiyas ha-sukkah, it's a mechadish b'dover. That's very geshmak now, how it helps with tefach al-tefach, you know, what kind of a... Because it's not to be makshu v'sukkah, the makshu v'sukkah wouldn't help with tefach al-tefach. It's that you have to do epis, you have to do something. You have to do some tircha to make the sukkah, otherwise you're not mekayim the mitzvah of chag sukkah tatzilcha. But that's only the shamer l'shitosoi that you're not going to make a bracha shekhi sonam mitzvah mitzvah l'asa sukkah. But the Bavli holds you don't make a bracha asiyas the sukkah, because the Bavli holds like the Rambam writes in the Shuva that asiyas the sukkah is only a hefshe mitzvah. And if you have it, it's the zochah melach tenasas ali dechem. You don't have to make the sukkah. So neilu the shamer the Bavli therefore the Rambam holds the halacha that you don't have to be mechadish for. There's no point in being mechadish for at all. And then the fact that it's corroborated by the pastors and sitting in that member, that Haisa Sumele, it's a problem of Shechiyonu, but it's not a problem in, not a problem, there's no problem, it's not a problem more than that, yeah.
Could it be that Yishalmi
is just saying that you make a bracha on Hashem? Yeah, could be. Could be Yishalmi also make a bracha on Hashem. This is not Mukhuf, this Mahal. But that would be very bechidish, because then we'll have to say that Yishami also make a bracha and Asiya Sa'alulo, then maybe Yishami also make a bracha and Hashem is, yeah, about it could be. This is, could be. It's also not mukhuk that's why the Bavli is chayil. Maybe the Bavli agrees it is a mitzvah. But the Bavli holds that a mitzvah that's not a gemar mitzvah, it's like a mitzvah, but it's a preparatory mitzvah. That's the pasuk and lashon of the Bavli. Called mitzvah shein asiyos a gemar mitzvah. So you don't make a bracha on it. There ain't a bracha on it. But Akoponim, it's an interesting mahalach. A little bit is connected back to the Iter, and the Chesh and everything is different. It's nothing to do with the Iter's Pshat and Mishnah and everything, but you see the same idea that I want to say in the Iter, that the point of being Mechadish Badovar has to do with the idea of Chagas Ugustas Lecha. That it's nothing to do with the Shem Chag. The Shem Chag you don't need. But yeah, the Shem Chag will be still hold as though you don't need the Shem Chag at all. You need the Mechadish Badovar in order to have an Asiyah. The Rambam was saying in order to have an asiyah because of the mitzvah of asiyah sasukkah, which the Bavli doesn't hold from. And the Iter, it's a different item. You have to have an asiyah because otherwise the sukkah is possible as possible and also. That's how the shove between what I'm saying in the Iter and Arieli's vote in the Rambam is that the tzorach lechadish b'dover has nothing to do with the Lashem Chag. It's not because you need to inject the Lashem Chag over here. You don't have to be mechadish b'dover necessarily Lashem Chag even. Maybe. But Akapanim has nothing to do with the din of Lashem Chag. That's Bishamai. Bishul doesn't have that at all. Not even a level of Mitzvah in Amukva. They have to be a Chadish Dor for a different reason. Because the Torah said, Chag HaSukh HaStas HaLachol. You need to have an Asir. Either for the Mitzvah Asir, and even Rabbi Reilly's Pshat in the Rambam, or the way or because of passive Leiman also. Okay, fine. So, Mitzvah Shem, Sunday I'm probably not going to be in. I'll let you know for sure, but pastors, I'm not going to be in Sunday. But Mitzvah Shem, on Monday, I'm going to go to the end of the Tosis about Matzah. There's a Tzlach. The Tzlach is a Kasha, interesting Kasha. And it's a look at the Tzlach on this end of the Tosis, and there's a Baruch Ber that I sent you as a PDF. Try to take a look. The Baruch Ber speaks like the Baruch Ber. Whatever, it's good to break your head in the Baruch Ber. You got what he's saying? And then we'll go on in the Tosis. Thank you.